But first, it's Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, it's Black Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
That sounds like Ribby.
It does, a little bit, doesn't it?
Wow.
I've been working on that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I've been working on the double fake Ribby. Just to see if I could do it. Yeah, a lot of people out shopping this morning. Giorgio, you had a threat to the P1. You threatened the P1 that you were going to go shopping on the way to work this morning. And how'd that work out?
And I told my family yesterday, I said, you know what? I'm going to go in earlier to work tomorrow. I'm going to shop Black Friday. And when my alarm went off at 3 o'clock this morning, I went, nah, it's all right. I'm going to sleep a bit more. I'm tired.
What would you possibly shop for?
I don't know. Good deals, man.
Good deals.
Good deals.
So it doesn't matter what.
No, I really wanted to. I didn't really know what I was shopping for. I just wanted to experience and see what everyone was doing.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I would like to experience it just once, to go out there and see what the stores are like at 4 in the morning or whenever these places are opening.
Because I'll pay the convenience charge and just pay more while I don't have to shop at 3 o'clock in the morning. That doesn't sound like fun to me.
Right. I'm with you on that. And I guess the problem is that Giorgio just makes way too much money. Too much money.
That's not true.
That you won't wake up and pitch a tent at 2 a.m. just to get $50 off on a television.
I've never been a real big deal shopper, even when I couldn't barely rub two pennies together. I just never have been a big, hey, let's go here because I think it's a lower price. I've always been the convenience. I'm kind of like you.
Let's burn a tank of gas to go save basically a tank of gas worth on this thing.
I kind of look for deals even when I was rubbing two panties together.
Pennies. I always look for deals if it's convenient to look for deals.
Yeah.
I mean, there at some point the scale gets tipped to where the inconvenience on half of the scale weighs more than the savings on the other half. So, yeah, now there's no way that just to get $100 off on a TV, I would wait out in the dark in a tent on concrete.
No. Now, if it was half price, maybe. You're going to say $500 on a TV?
Okay. All right.
Now you get somebody interested.
All right.
If I pitch a tent, it's not going to be at 2 in the morning on some sidewalk. It's going to be in my pants.
Whoa.
Man. Why are you working so blue?
You started off okay. I thought, it's going to be, it's obvious, but it'll be a little subtle. It'll have some subtlety to it.
I'm throwing subtlety out the window since we have no listeners this morning.
Hey, I'll rub two panties together and pitch a tent.
Okay.
Okay, do it.
I dare you. Live on the air?
George has an erection.
Leave me out of it. I'm not the one talking about all this nonsense.
Oh. When was the last time you had one of those?
What's wrong with you?
Well, I think it's a legitimate question. I think that you should answer that. People are interested in you. They want to know about you.
You really want me to answer that?
Yes.
It was the last time I saw your mom.
Wow.
There, what do you think about
knowing that my mom passed
your
away recently?
Your mom's doing fine.
Wow.
There.
If now, you would have seen
why don't
her
you bring that weak stuff in
if
here
you
one
would
more
have
time.
Seen her in that bed for the last 3 weeks of her life, you wouldn't have made that comment.
Your mom's still alive.
No, she isn't.
She is too.
Way to bring it down, Georgie.
Whatever.
Well, there's even people inside stores, like in Macy's, for example. There's Macy's salespeople who are helping customers.
I can't wait for the next time you and Gordon's mom are in the same room together.
She listens.
Not this morning, she's not.
Oh, believe me, she's listening right now.
She told me she wasn't going to.
You want to call her right now?
No.
I want you to confront her and tell her.
No.
Explain to her what you've just said.
I'll say that your son was so vulgar on the air, I finally had to put him back in his place. The only way that I could.
Oh, really? How did you do that?
Well, I had to fight dirty.
What did you say?
I had to bring you into the conversation.
God, that's going to be awkward for me to see my mom after this.
Good. She's don't
gonna
talk bring like up that on you've... the air. Don't say things like, I mean, that's just stupid broadcasting.
stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It's an interesting way of broadcasting.
Luckily, we don't have anyone listening to us this morning, so we could get away with it.
There's more people listening than you think. However many people you think are listening, there's three more listening than that.
So four.
Yeah. Two. Anyway, so like at Macy's, the salespeople have little tablet computers, and they'll help you out at Macy's. Oh, what you looking for? What you want to buy? And then the Macy's person will order it online for you inside the Macy's store.
Uh-huh. And those tablet computers are programmed with price increases.
What?
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Oh, guarantees it.
What does that mean, that you guarantee it?
It's their way of raising the price, because the shopper can't see the price tag. They just pull up their secret
tablet.
The kid
was killed by a dark train.
Indeed. And that is unfortunate.
A 19-year-old kid killed when a group of three or four suspects beat him and pushed him in front of a moving dart train. These suspects, between the ages of 12 and 14.
Oh, my gosh.
They've already arrested one of the kids, and they charged him with capital murder. So if it's capital murder, that's death penalty, right?
For a 12-year-old?
Mm-hmm. I think capital murder.
Yeah, I don't know if kids are eligible for the death penalty.
I thought murder is it could go either way. But capital murder, if we charge you with that, that means we're seeking death penalty, right?
But for a kid, I don't think you can give him the death penalty. Maybe for a kid, it's life in prison?
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you'll go through the fight of can they be tried as an adult.
Maybe
the
military school?
The victim is Octavius Lanier. He was standing on the dart platform waiting for a train about 6:40 in the afternoon on Tuesday, and that's when the group attacked him and pushed him into the oncoming train, severed his femoral artery.
How old was he?
19. And they were trying to steal his iPod.
Jeez.
Trying to steal his iPod. Mm. That's tough. That kid was a student at Khan Academy and was set to graduate this spring. Mm. So let's move on to something of a little bit less importance, if indeed there is any.
Okay.
55,000 people. That was the number of people that digitally signed the petition asking the NFL to not let Nickelback perform.
I heard yesterday it was 95,000 plus. How old is your news story?
Well, Killer gave it to me, so you never can trust it.
It's fresh from this morning, I promise. With orange juice.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Killer to the show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
You have been dubbed as the greatest pure broadcast voice that we have up here.
For my plumbing spots?
What plumbing spots?
Oh, never mind.
You're doing plumbing spots?
I voiced one for Aubrey a few days ago.
What a boring story.
I hate telling stories.
You're so good at it, though, Killer.
Not with
Was it for a competitor of Baker Brothers?
You know what? I have no idea.
You don't even remember who it was for?
I just read what he gave me to read.
And did you read it, like, in your regular voice?
Yes, I did, Gordon. I can fight back now.
Maybe if we give you some copy, do you think you could read it in an energetic fashion?
I think I could.
You think you'd be a pretty good voice guy?
Probably not, but I'd try.
What do you think is your strength in this world? Where do your talents lie?
I think I'm a great support person.
Killer, that is Killer, filling in for Mike Fernandez today. Anyway, yeah, so perhaps it did get up to 95,000. But when Killer printed this out, it says his story's from a week and a half ago, they were at 55,000. The cheers outnumbered the jeers, they say, when Nickelback performed their new single, When We Stand Together.
And that was not live.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Did you like how they were backed by flames and fireworks?
No.
And
I did think it was kind of cool how CBS, or I guess that was Fox, would turn the field red in different colors. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't they do more of that?
I don't know.
You never really see that.
No, that was pretty cool, though.
There you go. In other performance news, country duo Sugarland was named in a lawsuit filed by the 44 survivors of that Indiana State Fair stage collapse and the members of the four people who died. You know, this is pretty troubling to me.
Because they don't have anything to do with the stage setup. They show up to do a gig.
The thing is that in their contract, it specifies that Sugarland has the final say on whether or not to cancel a concert due to weather.
Oh.
And it was that, you know, that microburst of 60-mile-per-hour wind that knocked that stage thing down, that stage scaffolding down. But, I mean, in the real world, are those two people who are backstage warming up and all this sort of thing, are they monitoring weather patterns and all that sort of thing?
Mm-mm.
I mean, they're waiting to find out if the concert's canceled. I just doubt very seriously they were the ones who were actively making that call. I don't know. But anyway, this we get some details of their finances. The Indiana State Fair had guaranteed them $300,000 to perform.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
$35,000 for sound, lights, and catering, and then 85% of the gross box office receipts over $470,000.
Is Sugarland that big?
Yeah, they're big.
What are they saying?
Friday.
Wow. They're saying Eye in the Sky, that one?
No, the one that sounds like Eye in the Sky.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I need you now. Yeah. But, I mean, this was clearly an act of, well, you can't say an act of God, because God would never cause a weather event that would kill anyone, but...
But, I mean, they give them the choice, though, especially with that contract. If it's bad weather, they can say, well, we're not going to go out there.
Right. So and then they get sued by everyone who bought a ticket.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they've been sued for that. Get this, a British woman was having sex with her husband while they were vacationing in España. And they were at a hotel, Spanish hotel, and they were having the love near where bathroom stuff happens on their body.
God.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's the truth. God put it all down there together.
Yeah,
in a serious design flaw.
For us to talk about it like that.
No, we're supposed to. It was a design flaw. But we're supposed to keep it separate in our minds as best we can.
Anyway, so she's doing this with her husband up on the hand railing, and I guess he gets a little aggressive, and she goes flying off the back, and so she's naked, and she almost falls down and hits her head. However, her foot was caught between the rails, and she's now hanging upside down, waiting for emergency personnel to come save her as her ankle is broken, but still keeping her from falling all the way to the ground. Is that embarrassing, to be hanging upside down?
Slightly.
With everyone can see how your bathroom places and how recently used they are.
Golly. What's wrong with you today?
What do you mean? No one's listening. No one's listening. In my opinion, today is just for trying out new ideas.
Okay.
On the show.
Well, most of them have been bad.
They've all been great.
Today is like a John Denver airplane, experimental.
Whoa. And Occupy This Album. Would you like to buy Occupy This Album? A collection of artists have gathered together to make an album to support the Occupy movement. David Crosby is one of them. Jackson Brown, Devo, Third Eye Blind, Yalo Tango, Lloyd Cole, the Guthrie family, and Michael Moore, the filmmaker.
I'll pass on that.
David Crosby looks pretty Occupy-like.
Look at this picture of him. What, doesn't he look like a president from the 1800s? What's going on there? He looks like... who does that look like? General Custer?
Is there any way they could, with the funds from this, they can pay back some of the cities that are... paying millions to pay for all this mess?
The city has to pay for all that mess. And finally, Junior's idea. Junior, you were ahead of this. But there's a lot of parents complaining about the airline seating policies that create baby ghettos in the back of planes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've advocated, you've gone even further, saying that we should just have flights for children.
Yes, with babysitters on board, professionals.
But perhaps the halfway measure is the back of the plane is reserved for kids, and then you put the adults up front.
Mm-hmm.
But these families are saying, I don't know why a family would complain about a baby ghetto when they don't want to inconvenience anyone, do they? It's like, are these parents complaining that, hey, we got some other people's kids by us who are yelling? You can't do that.
You got to put up a soundproof wall in the back of the plane.
Right. But apparently some of these airlines are separating the adults from the kids. Like the kids are having to sit in the back of the plane by themselves. Now that's wrong. That's
no, right. I don't like that.
But you as a parent don't have the right to sit around quiet adults while your kids are screaming. You should be sitting with other screaming kids. Man, I had it on the way back from New York. There was this kid that would just piercing scream every 2 minutes, like clockwork. Just,
terrible.
I had it Saturday going to Houston, and I looked back. It was on right behind me. And I guess this guy thought, oh, if I let the kid crawl around, it will soothe him. We're about 100 feet off of the ground on landing approach, and the kid is crawling underneath my seat.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, what are you doing?
That's horrible.
I gotta go.
We need more baby ghettos on planes.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays today. Singer Percy Sledge. She is 71. Percy just has never been a masculine-sounding name to me.
I did my least five masculine-sounding names of all time, and that
really?
Was the number one least-sounding masculine name.
I've only known two Percys in my life.
Least masculine-sounding name.
The one was a coffee pod, right?
Hmm.
What? That has to be the weirdest comment I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah. You've never heard anything. That's strange.
Do you mean by that?
You've known Percy's in person, or are you talking about Percy Bysshe Shelley?
No, in person.
Percy Pringle, the wrestling manager?
Percy Harvin.
I'm talking about in person.
I've never known a Percy.
One of them was my grandfather's good friend that he went through World War II with.
A friend.
And the other one was a coffee pot.
See? You know the
Ben Stein
pot.
Is 67. John Larroquette is 64. I thought he passed away like 10 years ago. I swore I remember
you
someone bursting into the studio saying that.
You.
Amy Grant is 51. Billy Burke. She's hot, right, Amy Grant?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. You want to do unchristian things to her, George?
I didn't say that.
Billy Burke from the Twilight films is 45. Eddie Steeples from My Name is Earl is 38.
Eddie.
And turning 40 today, Christina Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But right now, here's the Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Thanks for bringing up the pizza, whoever it was, so I could have a sandwich and pizza.
And then pizza?
Yeah.
It's the greatness of Sal's, Corby.
Well, thank
yes,
you.
Appears to be Sal's. So thank you, Sal's.
Yes, Dan's treat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What a great guy.
This is just leftovers. It's not for us.
No. It's for the weekend crew.
When did it get here?
One or so.
Okay.
Cool. It's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ate it. Further, again, proving that...
Free food.
I can't... I just had a gigantoid sandwich that, you know, was very tasty. More than enough food for a human being of my size. But then there's pizza. So I have to have some.
I like pizza.
Well, you've now got tomato smeared all over your face.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Son of a bitch. I don't have any napkins either.
Just use your foot.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great if you were sitting like at a nice dinner, you know.
And your foot was a napkin.
And you just kind of... Get your foot up there like a
gymnast
or something.
Yeah, just kind of down a little bit.
You kind of mash it all over your face. All right, what were we saying? You want to do what?
That'd be a good trick for a nice business get together or something.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a napkin.
Oh, Ty, thank you, sweetie.
Look at that. That's the great beast.
Yeah,
coming through for you. But Shoopy, he wandered outside his natural habitat. You better get him back in there.
Well, it's not like he's a random rhino that just walked out of. the Serengeti.
It's still scary. We don't have a door here anymore.
That's right.
He could attack at any time.
We're all uncomfortable whenever he wanders out of it.
The whole station is in jeopardy.
He doesn't really know how to act on the outside. As long as he's in that room, he's all right.
With a salt lick.
Right. But on the outside, no. There's trouble all about whenever he wanders
panics.
Out. He does panic. And he scares easily. He's very, very high strung. Very
he gets
edgy.
Spooked.
Yes, he gets spooked real easily.
And he's not smart either.
Well, yeah.
So he doesn't know when to attack or not.
Right. He can't be trained.
Where's my salt lick?
He just follows his instincts. He relies on those.
He wants to pet the rabbit.
Right. His instincts are to attack, first and foremost. Did you see the video of the hippo?
Mark that.
I don't know which one.
The one that tried to rescue a little deer from the jaws of a crocodile?
No.
Yes. He was trying to nurture it back to life. It was no use, but a very touching moment. And proof.
Like he... Did the gator have it in his jowls?
Yes.
And the hippo
ran up, made him turn it loose.
Mm-hmm.
And it tried to crawl up on the shores and, made it a few feet, but then it fell over. And then the hippo walks over there and starts to nuzzle it a little bit and puts its head in its mouth, but in a nurturing kind of way,
really?
Just to try and bring it back to life.
So I just...
Wow.
I'm going to get ready to type this in. I guess type in hippo
deer
saves deer. But I type in hippo, and of course all these things pop up. Hippo and dog. Hippo and dog in the jungle, hippo attack, hippo fart.
And of course, that's the one that draws your attention.
And I'm clicking on it.
Yes. Because you're an 11,
reason we're doing this.
An 11-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm. Hippo
boy, just
fart.
Think of the bubbles that must make when he does it underwater.
The farting hippo. Boy, there's all kinds of... Hang on. Here, hang on. Wait a minute. Give me the cord over there. Maybe there's some good audio to this. It's really short. I know everybody wants to start their Black Friday off with a hippo fart. All right, here we go.
It's Cowboys Friday.
That's right.
Hang on.
It's Cowboys
Hang on.
Friday. All right. That must be fake.
Dude.
Are you kidding? George has done farts that last twice
as long as
that.
Sounds like an outboard motor.
It sounds like a weed eater. It's a hippo. It's all these people, obviously, that are filming this hippo.
What was that?
Leaving
sounds
his
like race week.
Leaving his pond. And he's walking, so his butt is facing them. He's only about 20 feet away. And they're on some bridge, some lookout bridge. And all of a sudden, the hippo's tail starts spinning. And like poops flying, he's relieving himself.
Yes.
But at the same time, this is great. Hang on.
Oh my gosh, there he comes.
Yeah.
Okay, he's out of the water. Uh-oh. There goes the tail.
What was that?
Did you see that?
That's awesome.
What a great day.
The first post says, uh-oh, shart.
You need to post that on Twitter.
Oh,
get your Twitter freak on. Make it useful for everybody.
Good job on finding that.
Yeah, what was yours? You wanted me to see?
Hippo deer saves alligator from... Quit it.
I'll find it here in a minute. Right now it's 3:40 here on The Ticket.
Oof.
touch myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I rub myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I squeeze myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind. I bleed myself all of the time, wondering what is on Mike's mind.
Was that a fart?
I don't know.
Way out west.
Way out west.
The story's told.
The story's told.
By friendly Cobra. Tiny and bold.
Tiny and bold.
He will talk about local stories that normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yi-yay, community quick hits. Yippee-yi-yay, community quick hits. Everybody
loves Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits, brought to you by
Moet and Chandon Champagne. What?
Once again, here's Cobra.
So we discovered the farting hippo on YouTube, and it's, that's it. It sounds like a buzzsaw. It's like somebody getting ready to chop down a tree.
I like how it pitches higher a little bit, just like the Step Brothers fart does.
It does. They're very similar.
It does sound like a guy knocking down some limbs off a tree. Yeah.
So, would you, for, you make $5 million, all right.
There's nothing you can do about it.
You make $5 million a year. I'm giving you $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Tax-free. Okay?
All right.
And I'm pretty much aware of the frequency of your farts.
I just discovered where you're going to go with this. That
if
every time,
every
you,
time
fart,
you farted, it's the hippo fart. Every time.
It's got to be that loud and long.
Yes.
It makes children question, what was that?
Yeah.
Was that
for how long?
Every time
like
you fart.
As long as you want.
From now on?
Yeah. But you get $5 million a year. Hell, $20 million. What's it matter? $20 million a year. Like, Danny just hoisted himself up in the break here and let one fly. $20 million a year.
I'll tell you what, it would never not be funny around your friends.
Oh, my God. Oh, here goes Danny.
For $5 million, absolutely.
You would.
Absolutely.
Dude, everywhere you go.
Every situation.
But I got
you're
5
in.
Million.
Okay, like the other day.
When you're in France?
Yeah.
The other
there.
Day, Mike was in the worst way I've ever seen him. Think about Girls Night Out, Mike, and the frequency of those.
Oh, man.
We're talking like every 20 seconds.
He would have to quit this job. Instead of a cough button, they'd have to install a fart button.
Could you have handled that?
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either.
I would not do it.
It's about quality of life at this point, at my day and age.
What about for a year?
No. Whatever. I don't care about money that much, obviously. I don't want to be farting all the time like that damned hippopotamus.
It's not allowed.
That's horrible. You'd never be able to get laid because you'd have to stop down every 5 minutes for that.
I'm too uptight about it.
What if you had to fart within lovemaking? Think that'd be a real turn on? Hang on. And it's accompanied
by pizza.
And it's accompanied by your crazy laughs too. Like you hear both of that, combo.
I guess if you could just for 1 year just kind of live by yourself, never go out.
Whoa!
Yeah. No. You got to do your normal routine. I would love to have that ability for a day. Do you know how fun that would be?
It'd make a trip. make a normal trip to Starbucks an exciting adventure.
Oh, God.
I mean, you could just say, well, I guess I'm going to run up to Half Price Books, and people just start laughing.
Yeah.
Because they would know at some point in that nice, quiet establishment, that's going to happen.
Excuse me, where's War and Peace?
How much is this Dan Fogelberg record?
It's awesome.
That would ruin the really big sale at Half Price Books.
You think?
Could.
You mean Half Price Books for everyone?
Yes, for everyone.
God.
All right, do a story.
You couldn't go through a drive-through.
No.
I'll have the two soft tacos, Fresca style.
I mean, that'll be third. What is that noise?
And I need...
That'll be 13. That'll be 13.
I'll have the two tacos and chicken sandwich. I mean, oh my God.
You never attend church?
Goes anyway.
That who?
You.
Me?
Yeah. In here talking about trying to get a change.
That's when you know you found the right woman.
Yes,
she's willing to go through with the
that.
With the church change or change. Right, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
You do a story?
I know nothing of that. Yeah, I think you should do a story.
Okay.
Mike!
Three people are dead. Boy, see,
leave me
we
out
had
of this.
So much fun with hippo farts, and now we got to get to this. Real life. Three people are dead after a shooting at a DeSoto home this afternoon. A man shot his ex-girlfriend, her father, and her new boyfriend at the 1,000 block of Oak Meadow Lane in DeSoto. You know where that is?
No.
Or you know anything about DeSoto?
Not a lot.
Where is DeSoto?
South.
It's to the south of town. It's straight out Hampton Road.
Is it
next to Duncanville?
Yes.
Like on 35, is
more
it to
like
my
closer
right?
To, closer
it's
to 20.
It's west of 35. As you're driving to Austin, it's to the west.
Okay. Do I have to go to Austin first to get there?
If you want.
Yeah.
DeSoto police identified...
You're really acting silly today.
It's the day after Thanksgiving.
He OD'd on tryptophan.
You know what? No turkey yesterday.
Hey, same here. You know what? Best Thanksgiving ever. Because turkey sucks.
He was so high on that idea, he posted it on Facebook.
I did. I was so happy. Mom did brisket instead of turkey. Best
moist
meal,
and flavorful brisket.
Best meal ever.
Was it moist and flavorful?
And it went so well with all of the normal turkey Thanksgiving
right.
crap. Like
roasted
dressing.
Poblano
shut
pepper.
Up.
Like those?
Like gravy and dressing and mashed potatoes. It was the perfect Texas Thanksgiving.
Green. Did you have a salad?
Succulent salad.
I had a succulent salad. It was so good.
Hot vegetables.
Just made me realize how much I dislike Thanksgiving turkey.
You know what's funny is I didn't have turkey last night, but I'm gonna have freaking rabbit tonight.
Yeah, you are. You're gonna have rabbit and clam.
I'll have the rabbit and clam.
Are you going to Texas rabbit and clam?
I think that'd do real well.
Except you're getting the 2 for $225 meal.
Yeah. Which is a bargain at twice the price. 2 for $225.
I'm not kidding.
No.
That's what it's going to cost you.
Look, it's our anniversary. That's what's going on.
I don't
on.
Care.
That's what's happening here.
I don't care.
I'm not sure it's really even a reason to celebrate.
You're not even going to get a handy.
Let alone a change.
I better get something out of this.
Best thing you can get is for her to leave you alone. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe a night out with your buddies?
I had that last night on Thanksgiving. Me and
poor
Fitz and Damaris and Troy. Troy!
Roy!
All right, let me finish this story. We're talking about a triple murder here.
Oh.
DeSoto police identified the victims as Autumn Carey, her father Gerald Malone, and her boyfriend Adrian Jesse. The ex-boyfriend, Alonzo Henderson, is of Oak Mulgee, Oklahoma. Know Oak Mulgee very well.
They don't smoke marijuana in Oak Mulgee.
Wrong song. He drove down to DeSoto with a 38 caliber handgun. Henderson attempted to kill himself, but he didn't. He is in critical condition at a local hospital. And police said if he survives, he will face, obviously, capital murder charges. And DeSoto Police Captain Ron Smith says, we will go after the needle. Now, if he does die, that'll be four dead. And Neil Young predicted this 40 years ago when he wrote that song, Four Dead and DeSoto.
Yeah, Four Dead and DeSoto.
Oh, okay. Well, as a wise man once said, that's the only reason we're doing this.
What?
So you could say Four Dead and DeSoto. That's the only reason we're doing this.
Yeah, but it's funny. Look, if you can't find humor in a triple murder, where are you going to find it?
I don't know. Watch SNL. Go to the improv. Put on a Richard Pryor record. Don't make fun
of
this.
Go to open mic night at LOL.
Yes. Any of those options are fun. Don't laugh at this.
I didn't. I made one joke. One joke. Okay, so today I acquiesced earlier than I ever have. I went upstairs unprompted.
You did not.
And I brought down the Christmas tree. And I put her up. Our stupid fake tree. Because we're not...
Michael Trabtree.
We don't have fun at our house. We're not allowed to go get a real one. Get this big old faker.
Nothing wrong with big old fakers.
Did you go out when you were a kid and get a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
You and Howard took the hatchet.
Well, no, we didn't cut one down.
You go to the lot, though? Yeah. Did you pick it out, you and your sister?
Well, my mother usually had pretty strong input in that.
Mother.
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 I love this tree, mother.
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 Was Christmas morning a fun time for you and your family?
Yeah.
Now, did Howard... How did you guys take the thing home? Did Howard tie it on top of the car?
God, this is so bad, man.
Sometimes, or just cram it in the trunk as you best can.
I bet you Howard had the worst time tying
that
tree.
Imagine the scene from Christmas Story where they're taking the tree home.
There he is, dressed like Michael Douglas and falling down. Mm-hmm. There you are, running around with your big lollipop. He can't corral you to throw you in the back and... You know, you're
riding your wooden horse around the car.
All right, giddy up, partner.
It was not a very fun night for him, Nate. I wouldn't think.
Your mom's just sitting there.
Smoking and drinking.
Oh, yeah.
With her big chalice of gin.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, but I have not turned
what
it over.
What a repressed time, man.
I know, right?
Yes.
I've not turned it over to KVIL. Are they all Christmas now?
Are they sure they are.
Are they a partner of ours now?
No.
They're not under the Cumulus umbrella?
You mean we haven't bought them yet?
Yeah, I know. No. We're buying them up one station. Cumulus, buying radio stations one at a time.
Actually, it's more the Noah's Ark effect, two by two.
Let's see. KVIL.com?
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably playing their Christmas music.
God, what a vomit description for a stupid radio station. 103.7 Light FM.
Light.
And here they are with some of the most historic call letters in the market. Legendary call letters in the market, and they don't even use them.
Legendary.
Let's see.
Well, this is a special gift.
God, Gene and Julie are still their morning team.
Yes. That husband and wife?
Yes. Yes. I'm Gene and I'm Julie.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Shut up, bitch.
Bet she hears that a lot and breaks. How's your coffee, Julie?
Oh, yeah,
Shut
okay.
Shut up, bitch.
Now playing on Light 103.7. Christmas Canon by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Christmas Canon?
Christmas Canon?
That's what I'm going to give my wife tonight.
Zinger.
All right, that's enough for you.
We're rolling here, right?
I'm pulling.
Open up! Here comes the Christmas cannon!
I'm pulling for you.
What is the Christmas cannon? You put on a Bing Crosby record and fart on her head?
This is the dumbest segment we've ever had. In the middle of it, we had a triple murder story.
Yes. You miss one show, you miss a lot.
All right, the concert calendar is on the way.